Welcome to the Thank You Rob podcast, episode number
22,
unofficially sponsored by Pearson's Salted Nut Roll, made right here in St. Paul, Minnesota. Don't be a butthole, eat a Pearson's Salted Nut Roll. You can check out past episodes of this show at thankyourob.com, where you can also check out my graphic design work, which is mind-blowing and life-altering, known as I Define Design. You can also check out my other podcast called Some People's Kids Podcast. While you're at it, check out this podcast on Fuzz Talk Radio at fuzztalkradio.com. All right, welcome to episode number 22. Now, this is kind of a different episode. The idea was I was going to go to the Fine Line in Minneapolis and kind of recap my boy MC Rents, who's the track playing in the background. He just went on a little mini tour here, the Midwest, with No Name, who's pretty much a Twin Cities legend. Sector 7G, who's Mike Shank, he's been on the show. And the three of them just kind of went around, and I wanted to kind of recap everything from them, how the tour went. And it was actually, the content is kind of all over the place, so it's kind of a shitty episode. There are some beers involved, all right? Just relax, all right? Don't get upset at me. But it was a good time. This was last night. It's now Friday. But it was just all over the place. I tried to get some interviews. And then, but Capacity, who's also been on the show with Early Birds, and then Johnny Question Mark, who was on the very first episode of the podcast, they both played the show last night, so I got them on the podcast on this episode, and it was really more Capacity than anybody else, and he's just a good time. He's a good guy. So the majority of this is just Capacity, me interviewing Capacity, and him and I bullshitting and being funny and goofy and all of that. But so I'm just gonna get into this here, the little intro part, and I'll just introduce each segment as it comes along. So it's a little different format than what I normally do. Capacity, MC Renz, Mike Shank, Johnny Question Mark. This guy, I don't know him yet. Primate. Let's meet right now. I'm Rob. Yes, I used to be known as Fatty McGee once in a while. It's fucking famous, man. And Mike Shank's girlfriend. She doesn't have a name. It's Mike Shank's girlfriend. We, you know, everybody at one point in their life goes by Mike Shank's girlfriend. Garfield, you and your lasagna, crazy motherfucker. Who's up first? Capacity, you want to tell some stories from the road? I know. That's what I want to know.
Do okay.
Let's talk about how Mike Shank wanted to collect toenails from prostitutes.
No, for real. So,
pick it up.
We're on the road, right?
Gone, pick it up. Gone.
We're on the road, right? We got this sweet fucking RV, right?
Right.
It says like 1-800-RV.
Right.
So we're promoting them.
Right.
So they're promoting us too, because on their website,
right,
1-800-RV, they got like MC Rents and Friends
right,
live on tour Midwest. Come see us. So I'm just rolling, but they didn't have room for me. So they're like, you got to either roll on the top or sit on the back. And I'm like, dude. But no, for real, I was like, I'll drive. I don't even care.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? They had this midget guy that was going to drive, but then I was
Steve. Yeah.
He was like, I'll, you know, because I had to threaten
him. He's Australian. You can't understand.
Damn kangaroos, dude.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's a whole other subject. So we're in the middle of...
A dingo ate your baby.
Yep. And we're in the middle of Illinois, right?
Yep.
Rents is farting, dude, right? And it's stinking.
Right.
And, like, Mike is over here almost throwing up. And I'm feeling bad, and I'm almost throwing up, too, because I'm like, man, if we start throwing up, right? No name stands up and says, what the fuck is going on with this shit here? Takes a big fat dump in the middle of the fucking RV. He's, dude, all of a sudden it gets into some crazy jackass shit, right?
Uh-huh.
So I'm throwing up. Mike's throwing up.
Sounds like it's a stand-by-me
moment. There's other
moment.
People there, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, What happened next, man? Brings tears to my eyes.
I don't changed my life.
I gotta pass that.
And then Capacity woke up from his dream and reminded him that we didn't invite him.
Oh, ouch. Ouch. Well, that's story number one from Capacity. So there we are. Story number one is recapped by Capacity, who wasn't even on the tour. So, all right, next I'm going to hit up Rents. Now the theory was I would interview people that were on the tour, but it seems that people who were on the tour were kind of crabby, cranky, just regrouping from being gone from home. And here's MC Rents.
So tell us about this tour that you went on.
Which one?
The world tour.
The world one?
Yeah, the world one.
I don't really want to talk about it.
Why not?
Because.
Well, what are you drinking there? It looks like a cool can.
From the tour. It was a great time.
All right.
What stays
on the tour goes on the tour.
What happens on the tour?
Tell me about the CD. The CD you're releasing tonight.
It's MC Rents and Friends 5, featuring Fatty McGee.
The MC Rents 5. But it's only half of me. It's only half of me. What?
And that's pretty much all I got out of him at that point. Now, the reason why I was asking him about the CD release party, or the CD he was releasing that night, is because on the poster at the door when you came into the fine line to the venue, it said MC Rents CD release party, and it really was not a CD release party. It was a homecoming tour show, and they were mistaken. So I switched over from MC Rents here to Mike Shank of Sector 7G. His girlfriend was there. Her name's Cameo. She's a nice lady, and I just kind of just turned on her.
Mike Shank's girlfriend. How was the tour?
It was amazing.
Was it?
Take
up
the mic.
You were featured on the Mike Shank episode of the Thank You Rob podcast. You said something. I don't remember what you said, but it was fucking awesome. It was. I got a lot of people. Well, that's what was amazing about it. Yeah, a lot of people were upset because they were like, that wasn't Mike Shank and that wasn't Rob. Yeah, but we overcome that. We overcome it. No, but actually a lot of people demanded more.
So that's how that went, and much love to Cameo and Mike Shank. They're a lovely couple. Next up, the DJ filling in for Capacity's DJ was Primate, and I'd never met him before. He's kind of a local. He's a local guy. He's been around for a while, and I've never met him until last night. Good dude, we just he's a sarcastic motherfucker. And that's cool with me. I like that. So this is me and him and everybody else.
22. Thanks, Rob.
That's pretty gangster.
How many?
22.
You have a lot of people that listen and tune
millions.
In?
Millions.
That's millions a good number.
Yeah, a million.
I mean, I wasn't looking, you know. I mean, like 3 million, 4 million? Cause...
Hey, let's just round it off from like maybe 20 to a million.
Okay.
Who's counting it? I'm not a numbers guy.
Yeah, like 600,000, we'll call it, in 21. But we're
I honestly
thanks,
don't. It depends on the episode.
Mm-hmm.
I think the most popular episode was the Half Dozen episode. Half Dozen. He's a good guy. His name's Jordan.
Yep.
Hi, Jordan.
What's up, Jordan?
You're not listening, I know. But
you don't know that? How do you know that?
You're right. How do I know?
You might be bored as fuck at home.
Jordan,
be like, man,
Jordan,
what else
Jordan,
is
Jordan,
dude?
Jordan,
who else
Jordan,
is dude
Jordan,
interview?
Jordan, I'm sorry.
I'm going to find this and tag him on it so that he comes in here.
Well, we're actually recording live at the Fine Line Music Cafe. Is it still called the Music Cafe? They serve music still. Yeah. Yeah, and Primate right here. The Primate He was just telling us he was not on the tour, the On Blast tour.
No.
And that's okay, because I wasn't either.
Why weren't you on there? Shouldn't you have been documenting everything?
You know what? If I wasn't married, and if I didn't have a job, and I had a lot of money, and...
Whoa. The list there holding you back, isn't it?
I thought you were looking for excuses. If you want them, I got them.
No, I believe it. No, I wasn't on the tour, but I'm getting to rock tonight, courtesy of Capacity.
Right.
J-Love couldn't make it, so I'm filling in for him. Me and Cap have been recording a couple of songs and whatnot at my house this week or last week, so kind of worked out. I'm just going to get down.
So you're a producer?
Yeah, I rap, I produce, I DJ, I kind of do a little bit of everything.
Would you call yourself a jack of all trades?
My name's Jake, actually.
Jake of all
trades.
Nice.
That's kind of dope.
Yeah. That might be like the new name, you know, maybe, or something, or like the new...
I just want some credit on that.
Okay.
Just say something about
Thanks,
me.
Thanks, Rob.
Thank you, Rob. .com.
But, yeah, you know, I started with just rapping and then realized I couldn't just keep stealing beats.
Right.
Because I'm honest, you know, and I'm a sincere human. So,
that's a good thing.
Yeah, so I didn't feel like that was something I should be doing. And
right.
My one buddy was like, well, I guess we're done rapping. You know, and I was like, well, fuck that.
Who's that?
His name is John. He goes by Ideal Avenue.
Okay.
He actually just moved into my house kind of recently. He's on one of the songs that me and Capacity cut, which is pretty dope. It's a really good song, isn't it? You already know.
Yeah.
You already know. It's called You Already Know.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
You already know.
So he still goes by that name? Ideal?
Ideal Avenue, yep. Ideal Ave, yep. Yep.
So you rap, produce, DJ, all under the name Primate?
Yep.
How do you spell that?
It's P-R-H-Y-M, the number 8. I was rhyming and whatnot, so it made sense, because like, the cats I was rhyming with was Monkey House.
Okay.
So like, it just kind of fit. It picked it up, and I fucked up because like, it's not easy to spell,
right.
You know, it's difficult, and like, I think about it a lot, like how difficult it is, and like, how much of a problem it is.
You know, that's a common problem in hip hop.
Right. Yeah. Kids like, I'm John Flame, the underscore 36 dollar sign. You're like, all right, let me find that real quick.
Actually, I just had the conversation with Mesh One, who was on last
episode.
Oh, you
all y'all faded.
And he has a new group called Lakai Junction, but Junction isn't just the normal Junction. He had to spell it for me.
Right.
With a Q in there.
Right.
Lakai Junction.
But the thing is, in today's age, like, you won't find any other thing called Primate with the R-H-Y and a number 8. You know what I mean?
Yep.
All these other cats are like, you know, duplicate. I saw one dude's thing had like, you know, MC in his name, and there's like 30 of them that popped up. One's like slander, like homophobic slander against that MC name. It's like,
I personally think it's whack when people change the spelling of a name in their rap name.
That shit is whack.
I mean, it's all right to an extent, but I mean, when you can't even, like, spell it, because, like, mine's phonetically almost wrong, too.
Right.
So.
At least you recognize that.
I had things figured out so well, I was like, I need some obstacles, you know, for this shit.
That's a good way to start.
How's the H figured
out? Well, because it has rhyme. Like, it's based off rhyme. But then I thought the E is in the 8, so that you don't need to put an E there if you're like prime, you know, just kind of, it's a symbiosis, is the technical text.
I don't know what that means. Look, I'm not a scientist. This is just a podcast. It's not about science.
Right, but...
What are all these big words you're using? Primates.
This is hip-hop, though, dude.
Sociologist, whatever.
Yep. I'm a jack of all trades, though, you know what I mean?
Right.
So I get like my frog
Jake,
legs at home. I'm doing like frog experiments and shit. Yeah. It's got a silent P on the end.
J-A-Y-K-P-H-E.
Yep. There's a silent Tom in my The Tom is silent.
Jake, asshole.
That's just silent.
People will get it. They'll get it. When they go to your website, you know, they'll get it. So while these guys were on tour, all of which the only one here right now is Mike Schenk. What were you doing while these guys were on tour?
I was on tour myself with Isid doing a couple of dates. Okay. Yeah, we went down to Arkansas just last Thursday. Well, I guess over the weekend, last week. So, yeah, probably around the same time. But, yeah, hit a couple dates with him. It was good out in Kansas City. Then down to, I got to do this right. It's Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Do you know what happens in Arkansas? I don't know. I was asking. Little Rock?
I do know a couple of things that happened in Arkansas.
Bill Clinton's from Arkansas, isn't he?
Okay.
Now that's fucking science right there. Little Rock. That is.
Wow. We're not trying to get into that here.
Right. I'm sorry.
A little too much.
Sometimes I get
a little too much knowledge, right? Thanks, bro.
So what's Isid up to these days?
Man, he's gonna take a break over the summer, I guess, to doing shows and whatnot, and work on his next album, make a lot of new beats and things for it, and take a break from it because he was hitting it real heavy, you know, after the Werewolf Holograph that came through and whatnot. So,
I listened to the Werewolf Hologram album, Hologram Werewolf.
Werewolf Hologram.
And I wasn't wearing 3D glasses, so I didn't get it.
They're mental glasses, though.
Oh. Did they come with the album? Well, no one told me that.
Yeah. No, yeah, it's just the ears thing.
Okay. I remember when Isid went by Dice.
Really?
Yeah, you remember that?
I don't. I didn't.
Yeah.
Right. Oh.
Yeah. Ask him about it.
Dice.
Actually, just start calling him Dice.
Okay, yeah, for sure. I appreciate
He'll
that.
He'll probably like
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, Rob. Yeah,
oh, Primate, you're too funny. No, seriously though, he's a good guy, and I'm looking forward to doing an actual episode with him. So, and he was actually referring to Isid. We were talking about Isid there. He's a Twin Cities MC. He runs a label called Fill in the Breaks, which is Sector 7G, Mike Schenk, and on the Mike Schenk episode that I did with him, he kind of fills us in on filling the breaks, so you know everyone that's part of that. They're doing really big things, really good things. So big it up to them, big it up, big it up. And so next up, I got Johnny Question Mark. You remember that guy from episode number one? Used to be Dirty Dubs from PLC. Last night at the show, they got me up on stage. I'm retired. They got me out of retirement. They spent a lot of money to get me there and up on stage, but. It's all about the money these days. You know, I make it rain. And we did the song Baseball Bat, which was a PLC and Rents and myself song basically about baseball bats. And we like baseball, so. Here's Johnny Question Mark.
It's D-Flash. Are you on? You on?
I'm on. I'm on as fuck.
Get comfortable.
Comfy?
Yeah.
Okay. What time does the music start here?
9:30.
Oh, that's pretty soon.
So we got 11 minutes.
Yeah, all right.
We're here with Johnny Question Mark.
Yeah.
Is that how you normally talk?
Yeah, that's my normal. I tone it down for the radio.
Thank you. So it's at least somewhat, you know, English?
Yeah, yeah.
This is fucking American podcast, right?
American English.
Yeah. Amer-English.
Amer-English.
You are the master of that.
Combining words is my thing.
Do you have a name for it?
Combining words.
Curds. Nice work.
Yeah.
Well, you were not on the On Blast tour.
No, I was not.
I've only been fortunate enough to.
I was there in spirit.
Right.
You were in spirit. We knew that you were. I mean, shit, this is part of the tour. This is the tour. I'm on the tour now. Yeah, I'm on tour.
What's the best part of the tour then?
What was your favorite part? Probably right now. This is the highlight of the tour for me.
That's awesome, man. I'm glad that I could give that to you.
That and the story that I heard about the RV breaking down.
Okay. We haven't heard that because tells a serious fucking story around here. I tried to get Pete to tell me
that.
Something.
I heard that story, which sounded good.
So you broke the RV? Did you break it?
No, I didn't. I wasn't on the tour, remember?
What do you mean?
I wasn't there. I mean, I'm here now.
Right.
But I wasn't there.
Did you
then.
Drive the RV here broken?
I drove the RV.
You drove the RV.
I broke the RV,
here,
and then I fixed the RV, and then I drove the
and
RV.
And you left it on E when you returned it.
Yeah, I left it on empty, because fuck them. You know?
Running on empty.
What? Then I sold it.
On E? What'd you get for it?
I don't know. A couple dollars. A couple of six, seven.
Again, I'm not a numbers guy.
No. Math isn't my strong suit, right. So I just had them hand me over a lot of bills, and then I gave them the keys to the RV.
Can I tell you a car story? Right now, when I get into my car and I go to turn the key in the ignition, sometimes it doesn't turn. And I have to, like, jiggle it for, like, 5 minutes. And then it eventually turns.
Hey-o!
So that's my car story.
That's a good story.
Thank you.
Is that still happening?
Yeah.
Well, you should fix that.
I should. You're right.
Yeah, you should call a repairman.
I'll call Johnny question mark.
I'm not a repairman.
Well, what's a question mark for?
Well, the question mark is for our questions. Mark.
I thought it was Johnny.
Yeah, that's the reason I try not to use the question mark symbol is because otherwise people will read it as a question mark.
Maybe think, you know
it's exactly a time
you know, I wonder if someone were to create a logo for Johnny question mark. Maybe a master graphic designer.
Maybe an expert graphic designer.
Yeah.
Would it have question marks in it?
I don't know. There's only one way to find out.
There's only one way. I'd have to hire an expert graphic designer.
Right. Master. MGD.
Master graphic designer. Good
courtesy
one.
Courtesy of Pete Rentz.
I like it. I like it. It's a good name. It is.
And guess what? There are no misspellings of the name. I'm just saying. No offense.
You know, a guy... No, can I tell you a funny story about the name?
Absolutely.
The second time I played as Johnny question mark, I played in Mankato. And this old dude came up to me after the show and he's like, "Hey, I was really impressed with your set, but your name sucks." I'm like, "Wow, man, you're kind of a dick." He's like, what kind of name is Johnny Lightning?" I'm like, "It's not Johnny Lightning. That's somebody else." And he's like, "Well, what?" I'm like, "It's Johnny question mark." He's like, "Well, what kind of name is Johnny for a singer?" I'm like, "Well, ask Johnny Cash." He's like, "Well, that's his real name." I'm like, "It's my real name." So anyway, he was a real dick. Then you know what he told me? You know what he told me I should change my name to? Fat Slim. Or Slim Fat. One of the two.
Wasn't that a name?
Yeah, well, I was like Fat Boy Slim. That's already a thing. And then he was telling me I should make it like a dick joke. That dude was weird. But anyway, that's the story of Johnny question mark and how that guy thinks I shouldn't use that name anymore.
Right. Mankato.
Fucking Mankato. You never know what's going to happen to Mankato.
For those unaware, Johnny question mark here was actually the first interview for the Thank You Rob podcast.
I was Thank You Rob's first.
Episode number one.
I popped the podcast cherry, I think.
You did. And there was blood all over the place.
Oh, it was gross.
Luckily, it's just audio, so you don't really see that stuff.
And we used rubber sheets, so cleanup was pretty easy.
Yeah.
You know.
Sometimes you just hose it down.
But, I think besides the fact that I'm first, I'm also probably the best of, you know... podcast,
right?
Because I have a voice for the radio.
It sounds like what I imagine leather would sound like.
I have a face for the radio and a voice for the radio.
Right. I agree.
And
that's why I have a podcast.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I'm the best.
Good.
You know, I'm glad to be making a return. I mean, it only took like what 15 episodes for me to make a comeback.
Well, this is 22 actually.
22
so
episodes. 20. See how far behind I am.
All right.
You put out a podcast like every 3 days. How am I knowing what's going on? How am I supposed to know?
Yeah, this,
I can't keep up.
Tonight's going to be one, and then tomorrow I'll be at the Big Jess show, and that'll probably be like...
Honorable mention two?
Yeah, that'll probably be about three episodes in one.
Hey, I bet you could do one at Soundset on Sunday and just make it three in a row.
We'll see what happens. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. Just make it happen.
Well, thanks for stopping in, huh? And taking the time.
I'm glad to be here. Johnny Lightning, signing off.
Well, that was Johnny question mark. You know, just re-listening to the audio of these interviews, it's like doing this podcast, it's pretty fun. And it's really, you grow relationships with people. And, you know, Johnny question mark and Rents, these are people I have history with. So it's cool. It's like getting together with your friends and just bullshitting, obviously. And Capacity is a guy that I've really grown to like in a very heterosexual way. He's a good dude, and So next up, I got another guy that Scotty C. He's the drummer for Rents, and again, another old friend that I've known for a long time. And during this interview, the music starts upstairs, and we're in the basement at the Fine Line. So when the music starts playing, it really fucks up the audio. So just bear with it. Scotty's a good guy. He likes he's good with children. He likes his alcohol. He likes animals. So here's Scotty C.
Here we are. We're back.
Hi.
I'm here with Scotty C.
That's me.
What does the C stand for? I've always wanted to know.
Carlisle. That's my last name.
That's not what I want.
I know. It's not anything
like
cool.
Cock. Scotty Cock.
I couldn't even think of anything cool.
Scotty Chippendale. Scotty California.
No. Yeah, there we go. That's what it is now. Scotty Cali.
How you doing?
I'm good.
Yeah? You were actually on the tour.
When I'm talking, I gotta look into the microphone, like, make eye contact with it.
Be careful.
So maybe I should be looking at you.
Just turn it up a little bit. How's that?
Good.
Yeah, is that good?
I can hear myself better.
You're good. I've interviewed Capacity and Johnny Question Mark.
Yeah.
And they weren't even on the fucking tour.
Oh, yeah.
But they had some good tour stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tell me something kick-ass about the tour you guys went on.
Okay, well, we played a little basketball, and it was me and Pete versus Gary, that 6'6" motherfucker, and Barno, our photography guy.
Right?
You know him, he's like 6'4". Well, we dominated, to say the least. We won.
Nice.
We were down 18-14, and I just knew that I had to take over the ball game. Scored 4 straight points. Pretty sure I got MVP. And then we end up winning 22-20.
Boom.
So yeah, as you could hear, the bass was pretty much distorting everything. So it was making Scotty sound like a robot, though. So that's cool. He's not a robot. I can vouch for him. He is a phenomenal basketball player. I can vouch for that. But later in the night, I was able to round up MC Rents again in Capacity, and we got a little more info out of him about the tour, and then we bullshit about nonsense, and hopefully you find it entertaining.
Capacity's always dropping science. Well, I'm dropping English. Even if yellow makes it out compelling.
It is.
Hello? Hello?
You got it in there, right?
Yeah, she did. We're back. We're on. You're on.
Yeah.
MC Rents.
Yep.
How you doing? How's the CD release party going?
It's going pretty good.
Yeah?
The MC Rents and Friends Volume 5, me and Fatty.
Me and you.
Yeah. When you get to 5,
you and
do...
I. Sagittarius.
We are both Sagittarius.
Saggy vaginas.
So tell me how'd the tour go?
It went good.
It did?
Yeah.
Good. That's good. Tell me about this rental, a recreational vehicle.
It was fun.
The recreational vehicle?
The recreational vehicle was really fun.
Yeah? I heard you rented that from 1-800-RV-RENTS.
Yeah. Yes.
I just want you to say yes or no to these questions.
Yes.
Do you rap?
Yes.
Are you wearing a yellow jersey right now?
No.
Are you wearing a ball cap? Or a hat?
Yep.
Are you wearing socks?
What's on your hand there? Is that a mole gone wrong?
It is a mole gone wrong. That's one word. Mole gone wrong.
You're like the new Aaron Neville.
It's an infomercial on late night television. Mole gone wrong.
Are you kidding me? That was ridiculous timing.
I know, right?
So look at
that's
you.
That's my woman. I'm like, I need some weed. She's like, bam, bam, bam. She's a bam, bam. Here you go.
I heard that noise. Yeah, I don't know if the mic could pick that up.
Well, that's why I was reenacting it.
Yeah?
Yeah. I knew it didn't.
Are you going to smoke some weed?
I'd like to.
Smoke some weed.
It's actually medicinal.
Can I tell you guys what I've been listening to? Snoop Lion.
It's actually pretty solid.
It is.
I'm happy with it.
You are? Yeah, me too. I did right, yeah.
I'm happy.
First and foremost, I don't know good reggae from fucking shit, so... Maybe it's shitty reggae, I don't know.
If it makes you feel good, it's reggae.
Right, yeah. I've heard Damian Marley, that's like the only... Oh, and Bob Marley, of course. Yeah. But I also watched the reincarnated movie.
Where?
I have a copy of it. Maybe I should see if you could. Would you have access to a digital download of some sort? Maybe an email or a computer.
Fake pass.
I'll see if I can get that to you.
Fake pass.
Yeah, the reincarnated movie is pretty good.
Really?
It's actually more of a documentary. He smokes a lot of weed in the movie. And you know what's awesome? Oh yeah, yeah. You know, let me tell you the best part of the reincarnated movie is, if you know who Daz is. Daz is Snoop's cousin. He's part of the Dog Pound. He smokes. Daz Dillinger.
That nigga.
And he smokes. He smokes this Jamaican weed, and he just gets so fucked up. It's
I like Daz.
Awesome.
I like Daz.
Yeah, it makes you love Daz more.
Take
Daz. Yeah.
I call my son.
Yeah, Corrupt is an incredible MC.
One time I heard about him battling like 100 MCs outside of a club,
I believe
Suge Knight would actually say if anybody can beat Corrupt, they'll get a sign to Death Row, and nobody would beat him.
Yeah. He was
that
the
was
shit.
The night
he
was a 10,000 MCs.
Heard that
song,
the
he
PRS was. One. It's like been freestyling for like 5 minutes. It's so dope. It's like
a cipher.
No, it's like a thing, like just
Midwest,
like a big thing.
Yeah.
Like,
I was a big fan of the East Coast, West Coast Killers at Aftermath. Dre produced RBX, Be Real, KRS-One, and somebody else that I can't.
I like RBX.
Yeah. This guy had the RBX albums, the RBX files. Yeah, look at this. Let's get this together.
I haven't heard a whole lot of it. I was a metalhead, man.
But you know,
yeah.
You know Snoop Lion. He doesn't know any.
I know all the album names. I mean, I'm familiar with the motherfucker, but you know.
All right.
I'd say 187 he wrote.
187 he wrote. Jamon. There's a little reggae influence right there. In Spiggity Spice One.
You get a dose of MC8.
Here we go. Here we go. We're going back to 8. For those listening, between when I interviewed Rents on the show, I proposed Spice One as a subject. He's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about. No, he knew who Spice One was. But I sold it to Capacity. Capacity was like, fuck yeah. Fuck yes. There's a Spice One up in this bitch. But you just wanted to, in all reality, you wanted to talk.
Why don't you just interview Capacity?
I did.
From now on.
Maybe.
Every
you know what?
Show.
Maybe I will.
I think you guys should co-host.
I would have liked to talk about Black Sunday.
I do got a piece, so you guys can talk about Black Sunday.
Talk amongst yourselves. All
right. Let's talk about Black Sunday.
I'm going to lay back a little bit here and get comfy.
But recently, Rob, let me interview you. Does anybody ever interview you?
No.
Okay, Rob.
I don't know if this
let's
is how it's
flip,
supposed to work.
Let's flip the script for a minute, all right?
Pull the mic away a little bit.
Okay.
You're getting a little hot down there.
Oh, okay. Okay, let's flip the script a little bit.
There you go.
So what kind of music have you been digging nowadays?
Snoop Lion.
Snoop Lion, that's all?
You know what? Since I've started the show, it's been a lot of local music.
I bet. Does every local artist that comes through give you a CD?
No, but I wish they would.
Ah, so artists, when you go through, give them a CD, give them two. I don't know if he has time to listen to it all.
I do.
I mean, I gave him my whole collection, you know what I'm saying?
You know what? My CD player broke in my car just like 2 days ago. I'm very upset.
That sucks.
But, I don't want to talk about it because I'll get
okay.
upset.
Okay, do you go to garage sales?
My wife does.
Well, you don't have a CD player now, but I go to garage sales. I pick up just random CDs,
yeah.
And I'm like, okay, these CDs are going to be the soundtrack to, you know, maybe the weekend or,
right.
You know, some
and
of them last
like
forever.
A dollar, a CD, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? You could get
steal.
The Prince, Purple Rain.
Right.
I got the MC Hammer.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got AC/DC.
Okay.
Mixed it all together, you know
right.
what I'm saying? I found Dino Spectrum at Goodwill.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, that's
see, that's
dope.
The thing about garage sales is I'm only there to look for vinyl. That's it.
Yeah, see, I'm only looking for tapes and CDs.
Nobody has that shit anymore.
So I bought for $5 a big case of tapes, okay. Right? Because my wife's car has a tape player.
I think you were telling me this.
Yeah, and so now I got a diverse selection. Joe Crocker. Joe Cocker, whatever. Kiss. I got some Guns N' Roses.
All right.
I got some Madonna is in there. Right. You like Madonna?
About to go rocking. Thank you, Rob.
.com. Thank
you. All right, now we gotta leave.
Thank you, Primate.
Primate.com.
But I'd like to interview you more at another time.
Barno.com.
Because I'd like to know, really.
Hey, be nice.
Quick, last 20 second, real quick question.
Yeah?
You got to tell me in one sentence what your favorite movie, favorite rap song, favorite local artist, and high school crush. Well, you can give me a paragraph. Like, you got to tell me.
Can we deal with this one question at a time?
No, that's how it goes. It's like the 20 second rule. Ready? Are you ready? One, two, three, go. Favorite movie.
Favorite movie would probably have to be Goodfellas.
Okay, good movie. Favorite song.
Favorite song? That was not the question.
Favorite album.
Album.
Millie Vanilli, but that's not right. Okay,
that's
next.
Not right. Favorite, I don't even own that album.
Favorite artist.
Local artist. Does Brother Ali qualify?
Capacity was good, but anyways, Brother Ali qualifies. Okay, and who was your high school crush?
Like, I actually dated?
Yeah, no, you just had a crush on her. Like a teacher, maybe?
I had so many. Principal. Jesus, where do I start?
I don't want you to get in trouble because I know you're married.
Right, yeah.
But
she didn't know me back then, though, so I could say anyone.
That's what I'm saying. I mean,
I don't even remember, man. That was a long time ago.
Mrs. Williams.
Mrs. Williams?
Okay, well, you failed.
That was terrible.
You failed, dude.
I did.
How does it feel to be on the other side of the mic?
I'm perspiring
now
a lot.
Let's discuss.
People want to know more about me, but they're not getting it.
What's an album? Okay, yeah. Right now, what's that shirt you're wearing?
This is a Wu-Tang upside down. This is a Method Man shirt.
Oh,
and
okay.
What I did was I went ahead and I stole the Method Man logo, and I basically recreated it, and I printed it on a shirt to sell. And if you go to thankyourob.com, you can go to my t-shirt webpage where these shirts. Nothing really. I just re-outlined it, you know. It's the same thing as it always.
Now, Rob, I know you used to dabble in some rapping.
I did.
Why don't you kick us one of your favorite verses from back in the day?
All right, it went something like this. Yo, 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 check this out, check this out.
All right.
Yo, yo, check this out.
All right, I'm ready.
Check this out. Yo, check this out.
I'll be your hype man.
And that's how it went.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought you were going to come with something super dope. Mad Ill Stalin.
That wasn't fucking dope, right?
No, that was dope. That was dope.
Thank you.
I don't know. I'd like to know what your hat stand for.
My ball cap? You're talking about my ball
no,
cap?
No, your hat. Ball cap, yep. What's that stand for?
There's a local baseball team.
Okay.
They play ball.
Saints?
Nope, but they're called the Minnesota Twins.
They try. Puckett was the bomb. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Yeah, you've heard of them.
Oh, I thought they were the Twin Cities Twins.
Oh no. Well, they represent both the cities.
Well,
but they're called the Minnesota Twins.
Right. Yeah.
But it says the Minnesota Twins. It's like MT.
MT.
Mountain.
You know, I gotta say, one of on Saturday Night Live Weekend Update, they were kind of recapping how Minnesota just passed the gay marriage law, which I'm very proud of my state for doing that, being a very diverse state. But they said, this is Seth Meyer, the host, he said, now finally Minneapolis and St. Paul can quit pretending like they're just friends. I thought that was pretty good.
Everybody can go out and be gay together, you know what I'm saying?
Finally.
Guys sucking on other guys' dicks, girls licking pussy.
I mean,
that's all, you know? Maybe it's just love.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not even fucking. I don't know. Is it fucking for them?
You're really hot on that mic. I just
okay, let's put this down. Let's cut
Speaking
that
of
whole,
sucking dicks.
Let's cut that whole conversation out, all right? I'm going to leave on that note. No. Anyways, Rob.
Yeah.
So who's your favorite... who would you say your favorite actor is?
Actor?
Ooh.
You
know any actors?
Bobby De Niro is...
no, I'm talking about a local actor.
Local actor?
You know any local actors?
Craig Kilborn's pretty damn good.
Yeah?
Probably.
Yeah.
Acting.
Would you...
I've dabbled. I've dabbled. You know, in college,
I like the Sam Wow. The acting you did on the Sam Wow. Did you do Sam Wow?
I didn't.
No, you weren't in. Never mind.
I did act in one of our bits, though. This is some people's kids. You go to peopleskids.com. I'm all about plugging websites today.
So how many languages can you speak?
I'm pretty fluent in English.
Let's hear some. Let's hear some. Say, I would like a pickled pepper, please.
I would like a peppered pickle, please.
Yeah.
In English? You want to hear it in English?
English, yep.
I would like to hear a pickled pepper. Right? Is that right? Did I get that right?
No, you're supposed to do it like, I would like a pickled pepper, man.
I would like a pickled pepper. I would like a pickled pepper. How's that?
All right, I think this is
I would like
sad.
A pickled pepper. And that's about it. That's all I really got. Capacity and I went on a little at the Fine Line in Minneapolis. This is downtown Minneapolis. In the basement, there's these tunnels. And at one time, they connected the whole fucking city. The whole city, it went from Minneapolis to St. Paul, these underground tunnels, and they got crazy stories. But now, of course, all these businesses have put doors, and they're closed and shit. But back when we played there years ago, we played with R.A. the Rugged Man, and I remember, I think me and Professor Fresh or someone else, we went through the tunnels and just to see where we could go. And back then they didn't have as many doors, but there were doors, and you could go a lot further. And we tried to go mobile with my laptop and the mics, but the audio didn't turn out very well. But we did find the doors of perception, and we opened them. No, seriously though, but the audio didn't turn out so I had to cut that little bit at the end here, so it's kind of a shorter podcast because of that. And then we roped up No Name. However, he did not want to do an interview. He does not like to do interviews, but he's a good guy, and I respectfully respect his decision to respectfully decline the interview, or any interview for that matter. So, and I got to give props. You know, respect, much respect due, and a thank you, whatever you want to call it, to everyone that came out to the show last night. My brother came out with his girlfriend, and Tress, and Marinus, and Pan, and my boy Hater Dave was there. Hater Dave, he's a legend, an internet legend of all sorts in the Twin Cities scene, but he's a good dude. Thanks for listening to the show. ThankYouRob.com. You can listen to past episodes. Basically, everyone that was on the show, except for Primate, has their own respective episode that I've done in the past. So check those out. And many more to come in the future. Also currently showing on ThankYouRob.com is I Define Design. I am a master graphic designer. I got a black belt. I'm working on my double black belt in graphic design. Check out my work there. Hire me. Pay me some money. I'll do some shit for you. Let's make some money. Let's make some money. Also, Some People's Kids podcast with my buddy Chuck Chase. New episodes are in the works. All right, just relax. Relax. Take it easy. More to come. And then also my t-shirt business. I'm making design t-shirts. You can check those out there. But thanks for listening. Episode number 22 in the books. Remember this. I love you. I love you. Even though I don't see you, I don't know you. For some reason, I love you, and it's just, it's platonic, it's nothing sexual, but it's a lot of love.
No need to save face, cause it's a relevant. Nothing like knowing you got a meeting with your maker. Nothing like blowing the dankest trees from Jamaica. Chop chopper, hair blowing at the helipad. Swinging a pickaxe to hell and back. Jetpack, rocketeer, power through the gods of fear. Godless objects, closer than they appear. Wait a minute, my own liver for dinner. I'm living, living, never tougher, cause I plan my own pivot all. Pivot all, max to your minimal. Sipping on blast and never last. I'm a sick individual, residuals, it won't need to do it for free. I got a gang of demons screaming to get the fuck out of me. Boom, bitch, with the capital B. It's how we getting teasy.
Ultimate MC.
Little bit of blood on the ceiling of the living room. Victim of love, 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 please love me. Looking up above, but we're dealing with the sick of fools. Think I stick with drugs, fuck, this is getting ugly.
Who shot ya? Separate the weak from the opps, leap fucking penetrating, pocked in the drop, alligator knife from La Costa, teeth of a croc from the swamp, pull your socks up, speed in a monster, pop shells like a rock lobster, pop lock like a robber, pop locks on a locker, or a pop locker, pop on the block on a cardboard box, well, beatbox, three pop, I'm a street hot hopper, got shells like it's pasta, seashells on my speed, not mobster, pop shots at the cop. Car with the side off shotgun, huh? Black roster with the blood clot caught ya. Spin tops, let the bloody boom box rob ya. Reebokers, send your tube socks off ya. Drop ya where the centipedes dwell.
Little bit of blood on the ceiling of the living room. Victim of love, 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 please love me. Looking up above, but we're dealing with the sick of fools. Think I'll stick with drugs, fuck, this is getting ugly. Little bit of blood on the ceiling of the living room. Victim of love, 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 please love me. Looking up above, but we're dealing with the sick of fools. Think I'll stick with drugs, fuck, this is getting ugly.
Sadistic.